Impalas as well. Also going to get you all of the scores around Northern Colorado football-wise. Going to try to check in on some big volleyball matches and softball scores from the week that was around Northern Colorado in the prep ranks as well. So plenty to get to this morning, and plenty of games to update you on. Obviously, last night when we left the air, all kinds of things going haywire. Crazy weather night in Northern Colorado. Plenty of lightning delays. Some games pushed back till later today. Some games played well into the night last night. I think I seen the Holy Family Broomfield game ended after midnight last night. So all kinds of wild things to get to, but we'll try to circle them all down this morning here, get you caught up on Preps Rewind. Want to thank our sponsors, as always, Gould Parts in downtown Eaton for any parts you need, including Napa quality Napa parts. Call 454-3355. Also, Milton's in Kersey, Greeley, and Eaton. Thank Milton's for their support of Preps Rewind as well. First college football Saturday of the season as well. I know this is Preps Rewind, but CSU about ready to start the Jay Norvell era. Yeah, at the Big House in Michigan. No small feat for the Rams, but we'll try to keep you updated if we see anything happening in that matchup as well. But let's get to it. Let's get to the prep scores football-wise from last night that we have. Actually, we're going to hit from Thursday night as well, and we'll start in 2A League 1 and get both of those matchups were actually Thursday nights, including a big one for the Wellington Eagles as they get their first program win in school history. They take down the Highland Huskies 38-26. That was on Thursday night, and Big night goes to Cash Altschwager. It had 22 carries, 278 yards, and hit pay dirt twice. Also, the quarterback, Tanner Gray, the freshman, 3 out of 7, so he only completed 3 passes, but of those 3 completions, he totaled 141 yards, 2 touchdowns, did throw an interception, but a big day for those two kids there at Wellington. Platte Valley played on Thursday night as well. The number 5-ranked Broncos ran their record to 2-0 as they got by Weld Central 28-14. Couple of touchdown connections between Howdy Johnson and Josh Eagleton. One of those a 60-yard strike between the pair. They also got rushing touchdowns from Brody White and Justin Fannebecker. Did the Broncos had 3 picks in the game defensively as well. So a good win for Platte Valley as they get ready for next week's matchup against the number 3-ranked Eaton Reds. Eaton got back in the win column after a surprise opening season loss maybe at the Classical Academy. The Reds took care of University 41-6, had a running clock in that matchup, did the Eaton Reds, so they are 1-1 on the season. Games that happened last night in the 2A League 2, a team we kind of wanted to keep our eye on is the Bennett Tigers as they move into that league with Platte Valley and Valley and some of those other squads. The Tigers go out to Sterling, so it was Tigers versus Tigers. They go out to Sterling and are all over the Sterling Tigers 68-21. Fun note from that matchup, Sterling led 21-8 at one point and then gave up 60 unanswered to lose at 68-21. So once Bennett got on a roll, they just kept on rolling. It was Connor Rayburn who did most of the damage for Bennett. He went for 286 yards on 27 carries and scored the last 6 touchdowns. So a big night for Connor Rayburn as Bennett all over Sterling 68-21. Mentioned we will talk to the head coach of the Brush Beat Diggers a little bit later in the program. As Joe Rosenbach's team took care of the defending state champions in 3A, the Fort Morgan Mustangs 26-14. So be fun to get some insight on that matchup coming up here a little bit later on Preps Rewind this morning. Another Thursday score from you for 2A League 3, the Academy Wildcats. No trouble with the Timnath Cubs. They win 64-0 to get their first win of the season. So Academy over Timnath. Berthet and Valley, one of those games that was pushed back. That game will start at 6 p.m. tonight. So the lightning delay, they finally just called that one last night and pushed it back. So keep your eyes out for Valley and Berthet. Vikings have not played on the season. Berthet 1-0 coming into that matchup. Fort Lepton travels to Lamar today. I said last night that they played yesterday and I couldn't find a score. That was harder to find a score because they actually didn't play until today. So Fort Lepton and Lamar will play today at 1 o'clock. The Savages 1-0 on the season. The Blue Devils looking for their first victory. Jumping up to 3A, Niwot And Thornton did battle last night in Thornton, and the Cougars and Trojans played a good game, but too much Thornton in the long run as they win 32-27 to get the victory over Niwot. Number 8 ranked Frederick had a tough loss to Holy Family a week ago, 27-26. The Warriors get in the win column this week as they outdo the Monarch Coyotes by 120-19, the final in that game. Kind of a back and forth battle. I think that was an 9-8 game at one point, so kind of some odd scoring totals, but Frederick gets the victory 20-19 as they get their first win on the season. Lutheran and Meade, number 5 and number 2, doing battle last night, and that game was just canceled. They played the first quarter. The lightning came, the rain came, and they shut it down, and they said that's enough. They aren't going to reschedule it. They aren't going to do anything. They said it was a non-conference game, so they're not going to worry about it. When they did shut it down, it was Lutheran 7, Meade 0. But, played into the second quarter before just canceling the game due to the lightning and all the different things. So Meade and Lutheran will not resume or replay. It was a 7-0 lead for Lutheran, but obviously a long ways to go as that one was just into the second quarter. League 7 in 3A, the game that that we tried to get on last night, but ran into the same problem that all the others did. Resurrection Christian and Orangewood Christian. The Cougars outdid the Rams 36-0 in that matchup once they finally did get the game rolling. So Resurrection Christian gets a victory, the number 6 ranked team in the state. Number 9 ranked in 4A, Loveland all over Mountain View 55-8. Another big night for Garrett Harstead. We hit him as our stat standout of the week from the bigger schools for his work last week. Did a lot of the same last night. He had 3 touchdowns on the night, including one from 58 yards out. Hit Trey Olson on a touchdown pass. Olson also ran one in, and then Tyler Klusman had a kickoff return for a touchdown after the only Mountain View score of the game. So Loveland all over Mountain View 55-8 in that battle. Thompson Valley and Summit, the Eagles got out to the early lead, but the Tigers came back and won in Frisco last night. That was a 13-7 final score. Green Mountain, number 9 ranked in 3A, no trouble with the Severance Silver Knights, 42-0 the final there. A couple of games to come today. Roosevelt will play Kennedy. The number 1 ranked Riders travel down to take on the Commanders. And then we mentioned we'll have Jeremy Hayden in our next segment. His Northridge Grizzlies, currently ranked number 7 in 3A, will take on the Evergreen Cougars, both teams coming off of big wins a week ago. Bumping up to 4A, one score in 4A League 1 that we had from last night. It was the Cheyenne Mountain Red Tail Hawks over the Greeley Central Wildcats, 42-18. Another game that was upset by the thunderstorms that came through. But Greeley Central in that game early, but then Cheyenne Mountain ran away from the Wildcats at the end. Golden all over Silver Creek last night, 45-7, the final in that ball game. Mullen and Erie did battle. The number 4 ranked Tigers suffered a loss in the first game of the season. They come back in a big way last night and beat 5A Mullen 54-34. Windsor and Longmont played last night as well at Everly Montgomery. The Wizards win that matchup 27-6, Windsor over Longmont. Jumping up to 5A, had one final from Thursday. That was Fossil Ridge falling to number 3 ranked Grandview. The Wolves outdid the Sabercats 49-17. Pooter gets a victory 14-10. We'll talk to their head coach as well as they get past Castleview Sabercats in an exciting game at the end. Quentin Hems to Logan Cornell for their first score from 27 yards out, and then Saji Kamernand with a game-winning 15-yard touchdown late. That came after a big pick by Jones Thomas, so Pooter gets past Castleview 14-10. Fort Collins stumped by the Mountain Vista Golden Eagles as they lose that matchup 50-21. Another game that we had pushed was Rocky Mountain and Cherokee Trail. That was a 6-0 Cherokee Trail lead when they pushed that game. They will resume it here in about an hour and 15 minutes. That game set to start at 11:30 here coming up in just a little bit back from French Field as Rocky Mountain will resume their matchup with Cherokee Trail. That's all the scores we had across high school football last night. We'll take our first time out on Preps Rewind. When we come back, we will have the head coach of the Northridge Grizzlies. We will check in with Jeremy Hayden ahead of their matchup with Evergreen coming up here on Preps Rewind. And welcome back to the Allo Communications studio as we roll on a Saturday morning. Preps Rewind. CSU down 7-0 quickly as the Michigan Wolverines strike quickly, but we're here to do preps, and we're here now to talk to the head coach of the Northridge Grizzlies. Jeremy Hayden joins us on the phone line ahead of his team's matchup today against Evergreen. But first, Coach, welcome to the program. Thanks for taking a little time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, obviously want to talk about your game today, but you guys got off to a really good start last week as you take on Gateway, win that game 52-0. Probably not a lot of negative to pick out of that one.
No, I mean we had some penalties and some turnovers we need to clean up, but yeah, it was a pretty clean game for a first week.
Anybody stand out individually in that game, and as you guys build towards this game this week?
Yeah, obviously Isaac Ness, he ran the ball well. He was 7 carries, 4 touchdowns, 151 yards. So he played really well. Our offensive line played well, obviously. And then on defense, we had a couple picks out of Jaden Marquez.
Yeah, you got to be happy with a defense that gives up 0. That's as good as you can do. Evergreen on the other side today coming up, maybe a little bit stiffer challenge. They win big a week ago. What have you guys seen on film from them coming in?
Yeah, I mean, they're a well-coached team, and they got a lot of talent. They're loaded. Defensive end, offensive tackle is a D1 prospect with a couple offers. And so we're going to have a hard time slowing down their quarterback and running back, and we're going to try and get after that defensive end and block him so we can run the ball today. So it's going to be a tough test for us, definitely a little different than last week. But I think Evergreen's probably a top-10 team, so it'll be fun to see what happens.
Yeah, you guys obviously building, trending in the right direction. You get to 7-4 last year, and then ranked number 7 currently. You said Evergreen, probably a top-10 team in your mind as well. But you've got to be proud of where your program's coming, the work you guys have done, and I'm sure a lot of the work that your kids have put in getting to this point.
Absolutely. Our guys have worked their butts off. I mean, they started early, took some lumps as sophomores, and they've just been building and working hard ever since. And so, you know, it's kind of some of their time to see some success. They put in all the work in the off season and during the season. And so, you know, it's really nice for them to continue working and build on the success we've had.
I always ask this, and I don't know the question, but I'm interested, when you play a Saturday game, do you set that up a little differently? Obviously, you don't have school and those types of things to kind of get them on a schedule. Do you guys like to do something, maybe especially a Saturday evening game, do you guys like to do something midday, like some kind of a walkthrough, or do you just to try to get them up and get them going?
Yeah, I mean, it's business as usual for us. We made sure the guys got up at 8 o'clock, 8:30-ish. And then we'll have a team meal about 4 hours before, like we do every week, whether it's Friday, Thursday, or Saturday. We continue with the walkthrough after that. So it's the same schedule no matter what day of the week it's on. We just try to keep the same, you know, for them to understand exactly what the day's going to look like. And today's a really special day for us with our, you know, first responder military appreciation game. Our guys will be ready for the game for that reason.
Yeah, that's exciting. You mentioned Isaac Ness had a big week. He's kind of been the leader for you guys. And what has his development been like since he was a sophomore and kind of escalated on up?
Yeah, I mean, we joke with him saying he used to get caught at the 3-yard line and now he's out running guys. And so he's definitely worked hard to get faster. He's definitely worked hard to get stronger. He's become that silent leader for us. Not a big talker, but he's definitely a leader. So we're excited for the future of this season for him because I think it's going to be bright.
And I guess last one for me, you kind of mentioned a little bit they're big on the line. What do you guys have to do specifically, I guess, to come out on top in this game? Is it strictly what you said, just try to block somebody? I mean, that's pretty simple football, but what makes you happy? What makes a victory? What do you want to see come out of this game?
Yeah, obviously we got to get the run game going. That's a staple of our offense. If we can get that going early, you know, we'll have some success. Defensively, we just got to stay disciplined. We got to fit up the gaps and come downhill and make the quarterback throw against us and hopefully we can hold up in the secondary. I mean, they got some great receivers and great quarterback, and so I'm excited for the challenge, but that's basically what we need to do.
Yeah, I think it's always fun when you step up that competition to kind of get your measuring stick, see where you guys are at, and play a good team. So should be a fun one tonight, and you mentioned Military Appreciation Night tonight as well, so that will be exciting for your guys as well.
Absolutely. I mean, our guys look forward to this game every year. We've done it for 4 years. It's a special night for them. We invite all the people that we are honoring. They're on the back of our jerseys. We play the game and give them the jerseys back. So it's just a great night for our kids to play for one another, but also to play for other people that have sacrificed to allow us to have this opportunity.
Yeah, I think it's a really cool thing you guys do. It's really exciting. Should be fun. If you guys don't have anything to do tonight, get on out to District 6, support a good game, a good cause game, and hopefully take in a really good football game. Coach, thank you for taking some time this morning. Good luck tonight, and we'll chat at you again sometime throughout the season after hopefully quite a few more victories. Good luck tonight.
Thanks so much, Coach. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, that's head coach Jeremy Hayden of the Northridge Grizzlies. We mentioned big matchup tonight as they will take on Evergreen. The Cougars 1-0, Northridge 1-0. Both of those teams big victories a week ago. Northridge a 52-0 shutout over Gateway. Evergreen on the other side of the docket, they had a 56-8 victory over Battle Mountain. So both of those teams put plenty of points on the board a week ago and didn't give up a lot of points defensively. So we'll see how those two things, two high-powered offenses, two good defenses, should turn out to be a good football game. And it's Military Appreciation Night to cap it off on top of that. So looking forward to that match up tonight between Evergreen and Northridge as the Grizzlies look to go to 2-0 on the season. We will take our second time out. When we come back, we will catch up with a couple of winning coaches from last night. We will chat with the head coach of the Brush Beat Diggers, Joe Rosenbrock. Also, Aaron Tonkin set to join us from the Pooter Impalas, and we will find out how their two games went last night and dealt with some different adversities and some different things for both of those teams. So we will chat with him when we come back on Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Back in the Allo Communications studios as we go back to the phone lines. Going to welcome in the head coach of the Brush Beat Diggers, Joe Rosenbrock, first-year head coach of the Beat Diggers. And, Coach, get your first win as the head man last night. You guys take on a good Fort Morgan team and get that first victory. Did you guys avoid all the thunderstorms and the insanity last night?
Yeah, you know, we're a running team, so I was hoping for the thunderstorms. I wanted it to be a rainy game because that plays into our hand. But we did avoid it. It was a nice night. It was hot, but it ended up being a great night.
The only drawback to those thunderstorms, we could take the rain, but the lightning is what shut us down for the majority along the front range. But you guys got to get out and play, got that first victory against Fort Morgan, too. So that's kind of a rivalry game, playing a class up, all the things, the defending state champions. So you had to be proud of the way your guys performed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Brush, so I grew up here, and I was just, that's bred into me that you don't like Fort Morgan and you always do everything to try and beat Fort Morgan. So it's kind of it's a sweet feeling to have my first win be against Fort Morgan, because that's just something that I guess ever since I could understand football was I just cheered against Fort Morgan my whole life. So good to get against win against Fort Morgan.
Kind of an interesting look at your schedule. A week ago, you guys play Wiggins. They're a class down from you guys. They beat you 27-7. Then you play a team a class up, and you win 26-14. What changed over a week, and maybe what did you guys learn?
I mean, we sat down as coaches, and we had to evaluate and simplify stuff and just coach our kids up. I mean, the big thing that we had from last year was a lot of experience, a lot of seniors. So we lost a lot of that, and Wiggins was the first time we had 9 kids starting for the first time. And I think our learning curve slapped us in the face against Wiggins with just the inexperience. And I think you'll even see us next week, or our next game against Yuma will be even better, just because the more experience some of our young kids have, and we're playing 3 sophomores, that just the more they get, the better that they're going to become. And so our learning curve, or our opportunity to improve is high, because we have such inexperienced kids. But yeah, Wiggins is a great team. Not taking anything away from them. We definitely played a lot better. We wish we had that game back. But that's behind us, and that's water under the bridge, and we're moving on because I think we got some momentum. Our kids are excited, and Brush football is about to get on a roll here soon.
Yeah, I guess that's the blessing and the curse, right, of being a really good team a year ago. A lot of times really good teams have a lot of seniors, and you lose a lot of that experience and a lot of players, and sometimes it takes that first game of going out and seeing it at game speed to kind of get your feet under you. And as you mentioned, it looks like your guys were able to do that and come back with a win last night.
Yeah. Our kids responded so well. And I told them before the game, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a fight. And regardless of talent, if we work hard, we put ourselves in a chance to win. And that's what our kids did. With just the numbers that we have, most of our kids play both ways. So we were battling cramps and all that stuff and having the sub kids in late in the game that usually don't play in a position. But we did so good of just battling and being tough.
You guys have a new quarterback this year, if memory serves correctly. Who is that, and what class is he? Is he a senior, or are you going to get a couple of years with him?
So, yeah, we have like a dual-threat quarterback situation. We have more of a quarterback, the traditional quarterback, and then we have a running quarterback. So Ty Griffin is a running quarterback. He's also our fullback. So that's a headache to try to defend when you got a quarterback that can run it. And then we got Nate Tyne. He's our traditional quarterback, hand the ball off, do some play action, throw the ball with him. So, yeah, we're playing two guys. They're both seniors, and we're rolling with them and seeing what we can't do with this season with those two.
Anybody else have a big night offensively that we didn't mention already, or defensively for that matter? You guys get 26 on the board, only give up 14. Any turnovers, anything like that of note from your guys last night?
I don't think we have any success without our offensive line. I mean, there's so many kids that just play so tough, and our running backs do a great job of just reading the field and making good cuts. We had one kid, Tanner Ludgate. He had a pick six, and then he had, I think, about a 50-yard touchdown run. He's an electric kid, and he's great. But I don't think any of that happens without a strong, tough O-line, and that we know that's our strength. We got some depth there at offensive line, and some big kids that are strong. And so, to shout out one kid, I think, is not appropriate. But to shout out the offensive line is definitely what gave us the win last night and why we were able to run the ball so effectively.
And sometimes that's the biggest part of the challenge, right? That offensive line, because in a school of your guys' size, either you have guys that are big or you don't. You can't, I mean, to an extent, you can't go out and manufacture them. So it sounds like you guys have some big kids that are working hard for you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying anything, but we're not like the big schools or the big cities where kids can kind of say, I like Brush, I'm going to go to school there. But, you know, the kids that we have are the kids that are in Brush. Nobody drives from out of town to come here. And that's fine. We like the homegrown atmosphere. But, yeah, we're lucky right now. We're blessed with some kids with some size. But, I mean, more importantly, we just got kids that work hard. It's kind of scary. It's fun. I was playing offensive line scout team because we didn't have enough players, and I got my myself in a pretty big pickle by getting hit during our scout team, and I rolled my ankle and everything. But I think that's just because they're going hard. I'm just excited for the kids that we have.
Yeah, no kidding. That makes it a little tough to chase guys up and down the field on those long touchdown runs with that rolled ankle, huh?
Yeah, gosh, I have to ice every day after practice.
It's all worth it in the end, though, right? You get that first big win, and you guys are on your way. So congratulations on your first win. Thank you for taking a little bit of time with us this morning, and congratulations on that 26-14 win. We'll try to check in with you again throughout the season, maybe catch you some Friday nights if we can after some more Brush Beat Digger victories. You guys play Yuma next week, so good luck with that one. But once again, that's head coach of the Brush Beat Diggers. Coach, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Go Beat Diggers.
All right. There he is, Joe Rosenbrock, the head coach of the Brush Beat Diggers. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get you one more interview and try to squeak in a few volleyball and softball scores from the week that was. Eric Tonkin of the Pooter Impalas coming up next here on Preps Rewind. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Final segment here on a Saturday morning Preps Rewind from the Allo Communications Studio. Presented to you by Gold Parts in downtown Eaton. For any parts, including quality Napa Auto Parts, call 454-3355. Also, thank you to Milton's in Kersey, Greeley, and Eaton. New name, same great family-owned atmosphere. So thank you to those two for sponsoring the program today. Kyle Johnson filling in for Clark Johnson as we work our way towards some more exciting football action coming up. But first, let's get to the head coach of the Pooter Impalas. That is Eric Tonkin. Coach, good morning. Thank you for taking some time.
Good morning. Thanks for the call.
You guys get your first win of the season last night, probably one of the more unorthodox ones that you've had to go through. How long was your guys' lightning delay, and how do you handle that? What do you do in that situation?
Our lightning delay ended up being about 2 hours, and it's just kind of, I don't think you can really have a plan, and you just sit there and wait, and you try to wait for an all clear, and everybody's on their phones watching the weather and the radar and trying to get an idea of when you might be able to start and get back going. But we really just tried to keep the kids calm and really give them an opportunity to relax. And then as soon as we were ready to go, we told them it's time to get ready, and we fired up and were able to come away with a win.
Did you guys start your game, or did they delay you before you could ever even get going?
Oh, they delayed us before we could ever even get going. We probably had about 20, maybe 30 minutes before kickoff when the lightning alarm went off, and then we were able to start back up probably, I think, about 8:45, 8:50-ish. So it was over a two-hour delay from when we actually were able to stop our pregame practice to when we actually got to go and do the kickoff.
And I'm not sure what's the better or the worst. We'll get to the game in a minute, I promise. But to actually go through all of your warm-up like some of these guys and play a quarter and then have to go sit in the locker room for 2 hours, or to start the warm-up and then get it delayed and then have to fire back up. Either way, you're trying to get everybody back up and running, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure which is better. I think that's a challenge that I bet every coach had last night in Colorado pretty much, is trying to figure out the best way to do it and to get their guys back up and re-energize and get them back enthusiastic for playing the game, especially when they've been sitting there so long. And it's just a big wait and see. You don't really know when you're going to go back on, and it'd be nice to be able to give them the timeline. But, you know, every time there's a lightning strike or something came through, it just pushed the clock back even further. So it really was just a holding pattern. But our guys did a good job of being able to control themselves. And then when it was time to get going, they were ready to get going.
Tough matchup, low-scoring game, and I think you guys got it done both offensively and defensively. I seen your quarterback, Quentin Hymns, hit Logan Cornell early for the touchdown, if I read that correctly. And then it was kind of a long time between scores, but you guys got a big interception at the end and then a big running touchdown. So I guess kind of fill in the gaps for us on all of that.
Yeah, we had a really great offensive series that first possession. We were able to go down the field, and I think it was a 14-play drive, and punch the ball into the end zone. And then we kind of got stagnant on offense, and our defense really carried us through that second and third quarter. It was a lot of punting going back and forth, and we had to find a way to manufacture some offense. There was a big interception by Jones Thomas that led to our touchdown to get us up to 14. And then we had a really great interception by Jordan Neeson there at the end of the game to help seal the game.
I talked about the first interception with Jones Thomas that set up the score, and then the second one was Castleview driving at that point. Was that like in your territory or their territory when that interception took place?
Well, we ended up having a couple interceptions, and one was deep in our own territory, and they had been marching. And this one, they were a little bit closer to midfield when we made the interception. But they had started to drive, and they had picked up a couple first downs, but we were able to get that interception and then pick up a first down and be able to get in the best formation in all football, which is the victory formation, and run out the clock.
So you've got to be happy with the way your defense played, obviously, especially after last week. They gave up 40, and then they come back and give up a 10 spot only this week. And not only that, but they do it by committing at least, or forcing at least, three turnovers that you've told us about. So you've got to be happy with the way the defense bounced back as well.
Yeah, they really did a great job. I think the biggest thing, they ended up having forcing six turnovers, all said. But I think the biggest thing they did is they played with great effort. if you were able to watch the film or watch the game, there were a lot of football players around the ball. And we tackled a lot better, and we played with a lot better effort. And to me, that was the biggest difference between this game and last week's game. And I think today was this game was a much more indicative of who we are as a football team. I think last week, hopefully, was the anomaly, and we're able to build off of what we did this week.
Yeah, and I think it's hard, obviously. First game of the season, you're always going to be playing new players who don't have a lot of game experience and haven't seen the speed of high school 5A football, varsity level, all those types of things. So you can't just throw out that first week's game. I understand that, but I think that there's a lot of learning and growth that probably happens between week one and two, more than maybe any other week, just because some of those kids that haven't played finally get on the field and get a feel for what to expect.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of coaches say that the biggest growth in the season is between that first and second week, and I think that's even amplified in high school athletics, especially when you have sophomores playing who the previous year were really only playing other freshmen, and now they're playing seniors and things like that, and that's a big jump athletically in competition. And I think allowing them to get their feet underneath them and having one game under their belt really was allowed us to now go out and play yesterday and play a lot faster, play a lot better. We definitely still have a lot of things to work on. But there was a lot of growth there that I was proud of.
Yeah, that's and you guys get the win at the end of the day, so that's all you can really ask for. So congratulations on that first win of the season. You got Prairie View next week, so we'll try to catch up with you a few more times throughout the year. If not on Preps Rewind here, maybe we can get you on our Alt Feed Mill post-game show that we do on Friday nights as well after some victories coming up as well. So we thank you for taking some time with us this morning. Congratulations on the win, and good luck down the road.
All right, thank you very much, and thanks for the opportunity to talk.
Yeah, thank you. There he is, Eric Tonkin, head coach of the Pooter Impalas, as they get their first win in the win column last night. They take out Castleview 14-10. I promised you some volleyball scores and some softball scores from the week that was. We'll try to get through as many of them as we can with the time that we have remaining. Some very highly ranked teams, no stranger probably to anybody up in this part of the state, but some very highly ranked teams in both volleyball and basketball that we wanted to get hit on this morning. We'll start in 2A volleyball. We'll just kind of give you what they did for the week. Number 2 ranked Wiggins had a 3-0 victory against the 10th ranked Day Spring Christian team. They also took care of business against 1A number 2 Fleming in a sweep. So Wiggins off to a good start there in 3A or in 2A. In 3A, that's where the meat of a lot of our Northern Colorado really good teams are, including number 1 ranked University. They got a 3A sweep or the 3-0 victory over Greeley West, also took out Valley in a sweep, so University off and rolling. Number 5 Res Christian took on Fort Collins, and they outlasted the Lampkins in 5. They did get swept by Orangewood Christian, who brought a volleyball and a football team up here. That took place on Thursday. Cougars back on the hardwood today. They will take on Wellington. Number 2 Eaton with their one match this week. They swept the Berthoud Spartans. Also playing this week was number 7 ranked Sterling. They had a 3-0 win in Brush. So there's all the teams that we were talking about throughout the week, and throughout Northern Colorado, and also number 3 ranked Platte Valley. They had their only match of the week last night. They took down Liberty Common in 3. So all of the teams that were highly ranked continue to be highly ranked as they get some victories, and most of them pretty easily throughout the week, minus that one where Res Christian took on 5A Fort Collins, but the Cougars get the victory in the end. Class 4A, number 1 Thompson Valley was able to get past Ralston Valley in 3. They also swept Broomfield. I believe Broomfield ranked in the top 10, and Thompson Valley, the Eagles, swept them as well. Severance with a sweep of Centaurus. They also beat the Meade Mavericks in 4. Severance not ranked, but a good week for the Silver Knights, so we'll see if they bump up into that top 10. Local matchup between Northridge and Greeley West. The Grizzlies win that in a sweep, 3-0. And then Fort Morgan ranked number 7, Greeley Central ranked number 9. That's the Max Preps ranking, so that's a little bit different than the Chassa rankings, but rankings nonetheless. And those two teams did battle earlier in the week, and Fort Morgan got past Greeley Central as they swept them. Number 6, Windsor was pushed to 5 by the Erie Tigers, but Windsor stays on the winning side as well. Those are the scores we had across Northern Colorado on the volleyball side of the docket. Get you some softball scores as well. Number 3 ranked Fossil Ridge, who has put together a pretty good run over the last couple of years. They had a tough tournament weekend last weekend, suffered a couple of losses. They were back at it against in-state competition this week, and they went 1-1. They had an 8-7 loss to Castleview and then got back in the win column versus Monarch. That was an 11-1 advantage for the Sabercats. Dropping down to 4A, number 4, Windsor had a good week on the diamond. They won 2 games. They had a 6-4 victory over Holy Family, and then they also took out number 7, Roosevelt. That was a 3-1 win for the Wizards. Speaking of number 7 Roosevelt, they did suffer that loss to Windsor. That was their first blemish of the season, but they did come back and get a W earlier in the week. Actually, they got a W earlier in the week in a high scoring affair with Greeley West. The Riders win that matchup with the Spartans 15-11. 3A scores. 3A softball, number 1, Eaton, they suffered their first couple of losses of the season in a couple outings against higher classification schools. Horizon got by them 12-0 yesterday. They also played Broomfield last night. We don't have a score from that game. Tried to effort that earlier in the day. I was unable to come up with that score, but the Eaton Reds did suffer a couple losses. They are back in action today against a good Riverdale Ridge team, another upper classification team. Riverdale Ridge 6-1 on the season. So Eaton suffering a couple of losses, but don't worry about the Reds. They'll be fine. Number 1 ranked in the state. Number 3 ranked in softball in 3A is University. They started the week off with a 15-0 shutout victory against the Platte Valley Broncos, and then they played a couple of 4A teams and had tough times with them. They lost 10-0 to Holy Family and were shut out again 9-0 against Erie. They will try to get back on the winning track today as they will take on Horizon. So University playing. And then we're going to hit on number 9 ranked Fort Lupton as well. The Blue Devils, they only had one matchup this week, but they made the most of it. They beat Valley by a final of 8-1. So number 9 ranked Fort Lupton, now 5-3 on the season. Got you some high school volleyball and softball scores today. We'll try to keep up with them throughout the year as well. See if maybe I think I'm going to fill in for Clark here on Preps Rewind one more time in October. And so between Clark and I, maybe we can get some more volleyball and softball coaches on Preps Rewind as well. Run them down one more time. Games that got postponed or canceled and pushed back to today, so you know what those matchups will be. And if my mouse will work here, Valley and Berthoud will resume their game today. That game will start at 6 o'clock. Don't forget we have Fort Lupton and Lamar doing battle at 1 o'clock this afternoon. That game was not a lightning delay game, just Fort Lupton and Lamar scheduled to play today. Other games pushed or games coming up. Bear Creek travels to Greeley West today, so the Spartans will take on the Bear Creek Bears. Don't forget about that matchup. Also on the docket for today, Roosevelt and Kennedy, number 1 ranked Riders, will play at Kennedy. Evergreen and Northridge, we talked to Coach Jeremy Hayden about that matchup. Should be a fun one tonight at District 6, Military Appreciation Night as well. So get out there if you can to take that one in. And then the final game that was pushed today was in the 5A ranks, or pushed from last night to today, was in the 5A ranks, and that game is Rocky Mountain and Cherokee Trail. I don't know. I assume that they have to start from where they were. That game had Cherokee Trail up 6-0 over the Rocky Mountain Lobos, but that they will resume that starting here in about 35 minutes. Supposed to get that one rocking and rolling at 11:30. So those are your games still upcoming. Should be a fun sports day across the docket. As we mentioned in the beginning, CSU gets the Jay Norvell. Someday I'll figure out how to say Norvell era underway. They currently trail Michigan 13-0 with 14:15 left in the second quarter. Also on the docket today, UNC football kicks off their season right here on KFKA. So check in on them again. Again, want to thank our sponsors. That is Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. For any parts, including quality Napa parts, call 454-3355. Also, Milton's in Kersey, Greeley, and Eaton for their sponsors. sponsorship of Preps Rewind. My name is Kyle Johnson. We thank you for joining us this morning. We want to thank head coach Jeremy Hayden of the Northridge Grizzlies, as well as brush beat digger coach Joe Rosenbrock and the head man of the Pooter Impalas, Eric Tonkin, for taking some time with us this morning as well. You guys have a good weekend. Have a great Labor Day. We'll get back with you upcoming. Clark and the coach will return Tuesday. We'll be back with you for